Our scripture today is Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Let's begin by reading verse 5, because verse 5 really sets the tone for what we're looking at in this passage. In Philippians 2, verse 5, Paul said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Now, what is this mind that he's talking about? Well, the word mind means a frame of mind. It means a mindset. It means a certain way of thinking. It means an attitude or a disposition. And here Paul says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Now, what is this mind or mindset or frame of mind that he's talking about? The only way to really answer that question is to go back to what he just talked about in verses 3 and 4. Paul said, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." Now watch especially verse 4. "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you." What mind? What mindset? The mindset that he just mentioned in verse 4. Don't just be concerned about your own things. Be concerned about the things of others. Paul says, let that kind of thinking, let that kind of mindset be in you, because it was also in Christ Jesus. So you see, the context here explains what Paul is talking about. Sometimes when Bible readers go to this passage, they start imagining or start pulling from other passages of Scripture different points about the thinking of Jesus Christ, and they develop a lesson and sometimes even a sermon on the mind of Christ. And so they use Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 as their starting point and maybe as their text for the lesson, and that is having the mind of Christ. And so they go to passages in the New Testament that show that Jesus was compassionate toward the poor. And then they make the point that we should be compassionate and have that same kind of mindset. They point out that Jesus was a man of courage and that we should have that same kind of courage. We should have the mind of Christ. And then there are just many other points that are oftentimes made in those lessons. But when we look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, he's not talking about all those points. He's not talking about the mind of Christ. He's talking about this mind, the particular mindset, the particular way of thinking that he's just described, and that is to think about other people and not just to think about yourself. And Jesus Christ is the prime. He is the greatest example of unselfishness in the Bible. And when we look at this passage in that light, we begin to see that Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11, is not just a passage about Jesus Christ. It says many great things about Jesus. It tells us about what he did, and we're going to talk about that in this lesson. But this passage in Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11, about the mindset of Christ, it's not just about Jesus, it is about Christians. And so if you're a Christian, read this passage and don't just think about Jesus, think about you. Because he begins in Philippians 2 verse 5 saying, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Now let's continue reading here in verse 6. Paul said, "Who," that is Jesus, "being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." Now, you'll notice in verse 6 that he talks about Jesus being in the form of God. And then in verse 7, he took upon him the form of a servant. Then he says in verse 6, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. The word robbery here means a thing to be grasped or a thing to be held onto. Now, Jesus had it. Whatever it is he's talking about, Jesus already had it. And the Bible is saying here, he did not hang on to this. He surrendered it. Now, what is it? He says, he did not think it robbery, or he did not consider it a thing to be held on to be equal with God. Does the Bible teach that Jesus is equal with God in terms of his character, in terms of his nature? Yes. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 30, that Jesus told the Jews, "I and my Father are one." The Bible plainly says that Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. John's gospel account opens up in these words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God," that is, with God the Father, "and the Word was God." Now, that's John chapter 1, verse 1. Jesus was deity. Jesus was and is God in that sense. Jesus was not and is not an angel. Jesus was not created. Jesus is eternal. And the only one who is eternal is deity, that is, God himself. So in this passage, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, Paul says that Jesus did not consider being equal with God something to hold on to. Now, being equal with God here does not refer to being equal with him in terms of his character. That's not the kind of equality that Paul is talking about. The reason that we know that, and watch this very carefully, is because in verse 7, in the next verse, he says, "but made himself of no reputation." Now, that literally means that he emptied himself. The word reputation there usually in our modern English refers to the name or the reputation that a person has, but that's not what Paul is saying here. This is an old English expression, and it means that Jesus emptied himself. Now, of what did Jesus empty himself? He did not empty himself of being God. He was God and man at the same time. So, yes, Jesus was God manifested in the flesh. The Bible plainly teaches that. But this passage says that Jesus did not hold on to this equality with God. So how do we put those two things together? How do we explain that? I believe in the context here that the answer is this. Being equal with God in this context, in this verse, refers to Jesus being on an equal state, being in an equal realm or condition with God. Jesus was equal with God in the sense that he was in heaven with God. Now, the Bible does teach that he is equal with God in his nature. But that's not the point that Paul is making here. That's not the context. He's saying that Jesus was equal with God because God was in heaven. And Jesus was in heaven. But Jesus gave that up. He emptied himself of the glorious state that he was in heaven. He was still God. He did not empty himself or divest himself of deity. He simply emptied himself of that glorious heavenly realm. He was in heaven where there is no heartache, no sorrow, no death. And yet he came to this low land of sin and sorrow and death. So that's the change that Paul is talking about here. Oftentimes, this passage is misunderstood because Bible readers don't look at the context. Paul is stressing one thing here. He is stressing the mindset of Jesus in thinking about other people. If Jesus had thought only of himself, he would not have come to this earth. If Jesus had only been thinking about his welfare and his happiness and pleasure, he would have stayed in heaven. But he was thinking about us. He had his mind on others. And that's the kind of mindset that you and I are to have. That's Paul's point here. So Paul is not discussing the nature of divinity here. He's not talking about the change that occurred in Jesus' nature when he became a man so much as the mindset that Jesus had as a result of it. So verse 7 tells us that he emptied himself of that glorious state and he took upon him the form of a servant. Now in heaven, Jesus didn't go around waiting on and serving others. He was waited upon and he was served by the angels. And the Bible tells us that when he came to the earth, he became a servant. He had the mindset of a servant. You'll remember when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, that they were amazed that he would do that. But he was teaching them that he was here to serve and that they ought to serve each other. That's John chapter 13. And on that night before he was crucified, Luke chapter 22 verse 27 tells us that he asked the disciples this question, "For which is greater, the one that sits at meat or the one that serves? Is not he that sits at meat? And yet I am among you as one who serves." So Jesus took upon him the form of a servant. And Philippians chapter 2 verse 7 says, "He was made in the likeness of men." You see, in heaven, he didn't feel the pains that he felt once he took on human form. He was in that glorious state. He was equal with God in terms of that condition that he was in. But he gave that up. He was still deity. He was still God in a way that you and I can't comprehend. But the Bible says he's now, when he's in the flesh, in the likeness of men. The Bible says he took upon him flesh and blood, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. So this was a great sacrifice. Remember, one of the main themes of this book is sacrificing your own will for the good of other people. And that is exactly what Jesus did. A great commentary on what we're looking at here is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Paul said, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich." Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Now let's look some more at Philippians chapter 2 at what Paul says. Paul goes on to say, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Jesus obeyed God. He did this for other people, and he did it to the point of dying on the cross, not for his sins, but for the sins of mankind. He's thinking about other people. That is the mind of Christ that Paul describes here. And because Jesus was thinking about other people and not about his own will and his own welfare, the Bible tells us in verse 9, "Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Jesus sacrificed. Jesus humbled himself for other people so that he could serve man. And because he humbled himself and became a servant, the Bible says that God exalted him. Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 12, "He that humbles himself will be exalted, but he that exalts himself will be abased or will be humbled." So yes, it is true that we should have the thinking of Christ or the mind of Christ in every way. When we look at Jesus, he is our example in every aspect of the Christian life. But in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, when the Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus," Paul is talking about a particular mindset that you and I truly need to have in our lives.